Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 313, Satisfied at Dawn. Listen to this prayer from Moses, a man who knew the wilderness for real, who carried an entire people on his shoulders, who had seen up close both the glory and the weight of a life lived before God. And still, or maybe because of all that, he wakes and prays like this: Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Psalm 90, verse 14. Notice what Moses does first. He doesn't wait until evening to sort through the day. He doesn't pray when there's time left over. He prays at morning, first thing, before the world gets a chance to set the tone. Because Moses understood something you and I need to hold on to. The tone of the morning sets the tone of the whole day. What you let in first, that shapes everything that follows. And what does he ask for? Steadfast love. But the Hebrew word here is not an ordinary word. It is hesed, the faithful, unfailing, unshakable love of God, a love that does not depend on what you did yesterday, that does not consult your failures before showing up. You wake already wrapped in it. Before you open your eyes, before the first thought forms, before you have done a single thing to deserve it, God's hesed is already there, already waiting for you. And the verb Moses uses is not touch us lightly or give us a little relief. It is satisfy, like someone who has eaten a real meal and is thoroughly full, complete fullness. God is not offering a spiritual appetizer. He intends to fill the places in you that the world has Mueller's and never been able to reach, because the world tries, social media tries, achievement tries, relationships try, but by the end of the day, the soul is still hungry. Jesus knew this. When he declared himself the bread of life, he was saying precisely what Moses asked for in this psalm. There is a deeper hunger inside you, and only I can satisfy it. Every morning you seek God first, you are finding Christ, who is the fullest, most complete expression of the Father's hesed. And look at what happens when a soul is genuinely satisfied that way. Moses doesn't say, so that we might feel calm. He says, we will rejoice, we will sing. The joy that comes from God doesn't stay contained on the inside. It overflows, not as a performance, not as manufactured enthusiasm, as a consequence. It is simply what happens when a truly full soul begins to move through the world. It sings, and that song reaches others throughout the day, naturally, without straining. So today, my friend, I want to give you one clear and concrete invitation. Before breakfast, before you open any app, before you check any news, pause. 3 minutes. Declare out loud with intention, Lord, satisfy me today with your love. Then read one short psalm. Let God's voice be the first one in. Let the hesed arrive before everything else does. This is not empty ritual. It is rhythm. It is deciding day by day where your fullness comes from. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.